All right, so the first thing I did was, I've got a sheet of paper here. I'm going to pass it around. I'm going to start with you, Berman.
It's the Christmas gift list. So just tell me what you want. List it for the Houston media. Me, pass it around the room. Everybody except, nothing for Drew this Christmas.
Well, I know what I want.
Just list it and then get it to me at the end.
I'll put my name on here.
I don't know about that. We'll see. Brian, maybe.
Dollar price.
Okay, you ready?
What's on your list?
You want to tell you what I put on there?
Yeah.
Every scoop.
Every scoop. Every scoop.
Correct.
I've given you guys some good scoop this year now.
No, I'm talking about just for me.
Oh, just for you?
Correct.
That's not very good.
You said it. You said it.
I don't know about that. Yeah, it's all about him. He's an eye guy.
Sure. I'm not telling us who you're starting quarterback.
You know, I'm really I'm going to keep that one close to the vest, seriously, because you know these guys Case and Thad are out there working hard, and you know right up until game time, that's going to be the way it is.
How tough a decision will that be, Bill?
Those decisions are decisions that have to be made. So you know, I never look at decisions as being tough. I think as the head football coach, you try to gather information from your staff and obviously from the players, and then make the best decision always in the name of the team and in the name of whatever gives you the best chance to win.
So you've made a decision; you're just not going to announce it until.
I'm pretty close, but you know, like I said, you know, you guys will all be at the game and you'll see.
You will not tell us prior to.
No.
Okay.
No. So that's what I'm saying. If you guys can just kind of move to the next subject of whatever it is, because you're not going to find out who the starting quarterback is.
Well, would you like to tell us what you like about each of them?
Sure. Yeah, I will. Let's start with Thad. The thing I like about Thad, you know, again, I've known him since he was 17 years old. So he's got really good poise. He's got a good quick release. He's a smart guy. He's a guy that I noticed right away when I worked with him as a college freshman that the nothing was too big for him. You know, like he could go in there and as a freshman in college and play Florida State and play Miami. I know that's college football, but I felt like that was a trait that that stood out to me. With Keenum, the one thing that stands out to me about Case is he's a very bright guy. He's a hardworking guy. They're both hardworking guys. I think that Case has really good recollection. You know, here's a guy that hasn't really been here in 4 months and comes right back into the fold this morning, yesterday, and really has a good recall of what we were doing, you know, back when he was here. So, you know, I really think that's impressive. That's very impressive. It didn't take him long to pick right back up on what we're doing. So both guys, like I said, are good teammates, really good guys to work with and smart guys.
You said multiple times that, you know, injuries happen always. How the guys reacted to the multiple changes, you know, dealing with different guys in and out, the offensive line, the idea of the receivers, how has that adjustment been in your eyes?
These guys in our locker room have been great to work with all year. I mean, they really have. You know, there's really good veteran leadership in there. They understand that injuries occur. That's kind of the nature of the business. You know, certainly we've had some injuries at certain positions more so than maybe other teams, but that's the way it goes, you know. And they understand, and we've talked about that right from day one back in April, that really one of our philosophies is the next man up. That's why you're trying to build a roster you're able to follow through with that type of philosophy, that no matter what happens, the next guy's expected to step up and perform. And I think these guys have really understood that, and our leadership and our team have done a great job of making the other guys understand that, or helping the other guys understand that.
How do you handle those two outside linebackers that the Ravens have?
There's more than two. You know, there's more than two. I think their front seven is, you know, without a doubt, one of the strongest, if not the strongest front seven we've faced all year. You know, obviously Suggs, Upshaw, Dumervil leads the league in sacks. You know, they're just they're a very stout bunch. They're very instinctive. They understand the scheme. You know, Dean Pease is a great coach, does a great job of putting these guys in position to make plays. They're tough. They're good at the point of attack. They're good pass rushers. So it's a big challenge for our offense.
Is there any advantage in whoever you guys end up starting will be his first start on the team? Is there any advantage in the Ravens having four cornerbacks on IR? They've been really beat up in the defensive secondary.
You know, you could probably flip that around and ask them, is there any advantage to having, you know, basically three quarterbacks go down and you're starting your fourth quarterback. You know, those are questions that, again, at the end of the year, those always come up for most teams because it's a violent sport and injuries occur. And just like at certain positions for us, certain positions for them, they've had more injuries than others. And in the secondary, you know, they've had to deal with those injuries. But I'll tell you, like I said to Tanya, you know, I just think this defense is a very stout, tough, instinctive. They play well together as a unit. They stop the run. You know, I know that maybe their pass defense stats aren't exactly maybe what you would want them to be, but at the end of the day, when you put the tape on, they're very competitive against the pass with their pass rush and their coverage, all their multiple coverages. So it's, like I said, it's a big challenge for us.
Bill, what do you see in the Ravens offense led by former Texans coach Gary Kubiak?
Yeah, well, he's, you know, Gary Kubiak's done a great job there. I think that Flacco's having one of his best years. Obviously, Coach Kubiak's had a direct influence on that. Four sets having a good year. I think their offensive line is tough. You know, really has done a good job of running Coach Kubiak's scheme. You know, the two wide receivers, Torrey Smith and Steve Smith, are just excellent receivers. Steve Smith's, you know, we just have a lot of respect for him and on our football team for his toughness and his route running and his competitiveness, just, you know, one of the best. And Owen Daniels has gone there and done a really nice job, had a good year for him. So, you know, it's a big challenge for our defense.
One of the issues that Case had last year was that he led the league in yards lost on sacks. I mean, he would run around, he would end up losing a ton.
What's the key to that question that you're about to ask me? What do you think the key is to that? It was the last year.
Okay.
It's in the past.
But how
I don't really care what he did
improved,
last year.
Did you see him improving on that when you had him this offseason?
No question. He's a much better quarterback, in my opinion, than he was last year. He's definitely improved. He's improved. He's improved in all areas as a quarterback.
How do you get someone to get better at that specific?
Understanding your scheme, understanding your system. You know, again, it's in the past. I don't really care about what happened last year with Case. I really don't. It's all about what he's doing right now that he's here and how we can get him to understand our game plan against Baltimore.
Bill, if you're a player in this offense, if you're a tight end or running back, does the quarterback situation affect it at all, or is that you have your game plan, you're practicing, and you know they know what you guys are going to do, and so it doesn't affect them?
Say, kind of give me another way to ask that in a different way. I'm not sure what you're
asking. He doesn't know, but the team, you guys can game plan totally as normal without knowing who your starter is going to be, or how.
I think the team has a pretty good idea of which way we're going. I think that I believe that the team knows the game plan. You know, we've talked a lot about the game plan, you know, based on Monday and then obviously this morning, spent a lot of time on it. It's I would tell you this, it's probably a very different game plan than what we've had all season. And we're looking forward to seeing how it goes on Sunday. Our guys, I know this. The one thing I know about this team is that they're going to go out and compete and they're going to play hard. And our guys had a lot of energy at practice today, and you know, we need a good practice tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big day with third down, short yardage, goal line, 2 minute, all those different areas that we have to cover. But we got off to a good start today.
How much does it help when you have a veteran receiver like Andre Johnson to lead the group when they're dealing with so many changes at quarterback?
Well, he's dealt with a lot of quarterbacks, you know, and so he's a great leader. He was out there today practicing. Usually he gets Wednesday, you know, I give him Wednesdays off, but he wanted to go today to catch some passes from Case and Thad. And he's one of those guys that I have ultimate respect for. You know, he's been a good leader, a good locker room guy the whole year, with just really by the example that he sets day in and day out.
So, Andre on this side is a veteran, on their side, Smith Sr. Can you talk about defending him?
Yeah, talking about Steve Smith. Yeah, you know, here's a guy to me that really embodies the toughness that you're looking for at that position. He's a very good route runner. He can run all the routes. He's not just a intermediate to short route runner. He's a deep ball guy. He's very, very competitive. He has great playing strength. So when you tackle this guy, you've got to finish the tackle. You've got to wrap up. If you think you're going to just go in there and shoulder him, no chance. He's going to be on his feet. He's got strong hands. He makes tough, contested catches. He's instinctive, so he's seen every coverage. He's played a lot of years, so he's seen there's really no coverage that you're going to show him that's going to be different. So we've got to do a good job of getting pressure on the quarterback and, you know, do a good job of changing up the coverages, which I think we've done that all year. And, you know, it's going to be a big challenge for our defense.
Item here on there. Yeah, she's very important. That second item there trumps my request. You'll like it.
What's the injury information? Sorry, Christy.
Being the Grinch.
There's no dollar limitation on us. I just think the world of you guys.